Happy Sunday. It's a beautiful gospel, especially for the elect and candidates for the RCIA. That's why we have this beautiful gospel today. This is the third week of our Lenten homily series, redirecting our hearts. In this case, we are focusing on worship as a pillar of following Jesus. And Jesus reminds us in this gospel that true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. So how do we worship God in spirit and truth? How? Have you ever heard the expression, everybody has hungry heart? Probably yes, right? All of us want something in our lives, something we need, something we desire. Perhaps we want someone to love, share our life, and build a family with. Perhaps we want to succeed in sport. Maybe we want to be a doctor, physician, or an entrepreneur within our own community. Perhaps we want to be respected in the eyes of others and admitted in the eyes of our peers. Each one of us longs for something, that our spouse will love us differently, that our friends will treat us with more sympathy and respect, that we could make a lot of money and become millionaires. Our hearts are hungry. It's part of the human condition. We know that. At first glance, there's hunger in our hearts can seem selfish. But today, in this beautiful gospel, today's gospel represents such hunger from a different perspective. It tells us that God has placed the hunger in our hearts for a purpose. The Samaritan woman in the gospel comes to the well to draw water at noon. Very important, at noon. The usual time to draw water was in the morning before the sun became too hot. At that time, all the ladies, all women of the town will come together in groups, sharing stories about their lives as they draw water for their families. It seems that this woman whom Jesus meets is not welcome in their community, in their company. She was an outcast. She came to the well alone. But in her heart, she desired to feel loved by someone. She desired to be accepted by others. When she comes broken and rejected, she finds the man who will heal her. Jesus takes time to heal the Samaritan woman. Jesus sits with this woman at the well and enter into extended conversation with her about water, marriages, worship, and the Messiah. The reason she changes is important. Why she changes? Why she changes? She has come to know that Jesus accepts her as the person she is, and just as she is. She has become a new woman because her story has been remembered by someone who accepted without judgment. Despite her sins and mistakes, she now understands what she is, a beloved daughter of God. So she worships God. When she goes back to tell the neighbors what has happened to her, she says, "Come and see a man who told me everything I've done." Jesus satisfies all her needs. So friends, God has put hunger and thirst in our lives. Our desire to satisfy that hunger and thirst becomes a spiritual journey. A great spiritual writer, Ronald Rollheiser, has described this hunger in our hearts as a holy longing. Holy, because if we follow it, it will eventually lead us to God. Nothing will ultimately satisfy us other than God alone. Go for the things you want and try to attain them. Work as hard and as honestly as you can to make money. Love the people in your life as deeply as you can. Be the best teacher, the best football player that you can be. But do not be surprised if your heart is still hungry. Remember that only Jesus will satisfy all your desires with his love. Every good and natural thing that we reach out for is a limited good. As we confront the limited nature of the things we desire, they push us to seek the unlimited goodness that is God. Material things will only keep us happy for so long. Then we will long for something else. Even the closest and most intimate human relationship has its downside. As we face the limits of relationships, we recognize that we want something more. So, Jesus satisfies all our needs when we celebrate the Eucharist. The Eucharist is our final destination. That's why we are here this evening, worshiping God. That's why you are here today. Like the Samaritan woman, we will be able to leave our water jar at the well, because we will no longer need to draw up that which never satisfies. We will carry in our hearts the living water of God's forgiveness and love. And actually, when you receive the body of Christ, you are like a beautiful monstrance. Carry Jesus in your hearts as soon as you leave or go out, right? Because Jesus goes with you, walking with you in faith. This is why Jesus is willing to sit with us in the noonday heat and to talk to us as long as it takes, leading our lives to the truth, guiding and redirecting our hearts until they rest in him. You may say, okay, Father, the message is to worship God. How can I do that? Well, if you are looking to reinvigorate your connection to God, I highly encourage you to come out on March 13th to our special guest speaker event with Claire Noonan. She's the Vice President for Mission Integration of Loyola University Chicago. She takes us into the theme of prayer and spirituality, the second part of the worship pillar of following Jesus. So take this opportunity on March 13th to recharge and rededicate yourself to connection with God. And also another way to worship God is the Eucharistic adoration. Every Thursday, join us in spending time with Jesus present in the Blessed Sacrament during the Eucharistic adoration. Every Thursday here in the church from 3 to 4 p.m. And if you come, you will see a beautiful big monstrance on the altar with Jesus, right, the consecrated host. In my experience, I always say, because I know that Jesus knows my needs, I just stay here in silence and say, Jesus, I love you. You know you know my needs, I pray for my family, and that's it, and for my community as well. Probably takes me 1 minute or 40 seconds, and they, I want to enjoy just His presence, acknowledge His presence over there. And believe me, time goes fast. It can be like 2 or 3 minutes. And also from 3 to 7 p.m. on the third Thursday of each month, 4 hours, the Blessed Sacrament is right here. Or another way to worship God, reflecting on His Passion, Stations of the Cross, every Friday during Lent, 7 p.m. here in the church as well. Or to come for daily masses, right, 6:30 a.m. or 6:30 as well. In that way, we are going to grow in worshiping God.